Shulchan Aruch, they talk about a machlokes Rashi and the Ri. I don't know if it ever comes up halacha lemaisa. The top tesis on daf Chuf Chesam and Aleph. If you have, we have a din of Yerech Shen is Bashal Begido. If you have Reitev and everything is cooking together, so the Reitev is Maval Balatam. And if you have Nitzle, then the tam only goes a little bit. It doesn't go kedei kula, and then we follow Taisus is machmer, goes past kedei klip, it even goes kedei netila. So a little bit more than kedei klip. And as is kedei netila. So what if you have a chaticha of basa that's miktsasa techa reitev, miktsasa chutzla reitev? The fact that the bottom part of the chaticha is techa reitev, is that accomplished that even the top part of the chaticha is also considered as if it would be techa reitev? And therefore, if a little tipas cholah falls on the top of the chaticha, you wouldn't treat it as a tzli. You wouldn't just ask it kedei netila. You would say that the cholah is mispashet b'cholah kedera. And therefore, if you have shishim, the whole kedera kenega the tipas cholah, you would be matir. What do you say? No. Miktsasa techeraitiv, that bottom part is techeraitiv, that part is called mizbashel. And this bashal tam is mizbalba bakula, and the top part of the chaticha, that's a din of tzli. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this machlekes the Ri and Rashi. So the Ramah and Sim and Kufay Sif Aleph quote such a machlekes also regarding kavush. What if you have a chaticha miktsasa teicha reite miktsasa chutz l'reite, but it's not reite that's burning hot. It's not a topic of nizbashel. The reite is just plain water or some cold mashke, and if it's kovush for 24 hours, then we say kovush kemavushal. Call it tarakula kovush kemavushal, and all these surim kovush kemavushal is a din deraisa, and by basa b'chala, the Gemara says it's a chiddush. Kovush kemavushal is lav deraisa, it's only the Rabbanan. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a safek kovush, let's say you're not sure whether it was soaking for 24 hours or less. So a safek kovush by basa b'chala is lahakil, kaseka de Rabbanan lakula. And Safi Kavish by Shari Sum will be the Hashmi, because Kavish Kamavusha and Shari Sum is a din deraisa. So if you have a chaticha, miktsasa techa reitev, we'll call it reitev, I don't know, techa mashke, miktsasa chutzla mashke, you say that because the bottom part of the chaticha is techa mashke and it's kavush, and kavush is, kavush kamavusha means that the tam is mizbalbe bakuloi. So do you say that the upper part of the chaticha, if something falls on the upper, leave out something falling on top. Let's say, would you say that when you have kavush, kemavushal, for 24 hours, let's say, in treifis, so the tam is nivla only into the bottom part? Or do you say, no, maybe the tam is even nivla into the top part? Just like by Bishol Mamish, there was one opinion that if you have a chaticha as basa, miktsasa techeraitiv, miktsasa chutzla reitiv, because the bottom part is techeraitiv, so one opinion was that the hot liquid is Maval Balatam even to the upper part? So there are two opinions. What about Kavush? And then the Ramah says it's not necessarily corresponding the exact same two opinions. You can hold that by cooking this Bashel. So you have it's a hot liquid. So by this Bashel, you can say because the bottom part of the Chaticha is Teicha Reitev, so this will accomplish that the Reitev is going to go even in the upper here. But by Kavush, it's not, doesn't necessarily have to be the same. Kavush is cold, so only the bottom part is Kavush, the top part is not Kavush. But the Ramah, and the Ramah Paskin is like that. But he quoted, there was one opinion that not only did you apply that by Reitev that's burning hot, that it's, the Reitev is mispashed even the upper here for the Chatich, even by Kavush also. Kavush is also Kemavushal Kedei Kula, it's Maval Balatam Kedei Kula. So there was one opinion that we don't Paskin like. There's one opinion, it's also, it goes to the upper part of the chaticha as well. Okay. So yesterday we started another topic, the topic of not by not, nois and tam by nois and tam. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rav Shmuel. What's the din of nois and tam by nois and tam? So the Gemara says that, what does it mean nois and tam by nois and tam? Let's say I cooked a very sharp flavored item in a kli. And then I emptied out the kli and I washed everything out, but I didn't do a hagola on the kli. And then I'm going to cook water later on in the same kli. So that's the original Nesinas Tam was in the kli, and now that I cooked water in that kli, so the bliya from the kli is going to go into the water. So the Gemara says, they cooked a very sharp flavored item in a kli, And then they cook water later on after cleaning out the kli, and they could taste the tam in the water later on, even though it's a nesen tam and nesen tam. So the Gemara says, yeah, sometimes something is very potent, the flavor is so strong. So even nesen tam and nesen tam is going to be a tam bari. But usually, if you're going to have a nesen tam and nesen tam, it's going to be what we call a tam kolosh. That's the expression that the Ran coins over here. Let's say you have I cook flesh in a pot and I wash out the pot and there's no more flesh, but I didn't kasher the pot, so we assume this is still a blia of basar in the doifne hakdeir. And then later on I'm going to cook some parva soup in the pot, so should I say the parva soup just became fleshig or not? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. So we paskin lahakal that nois and tam is mutter. So all the Rishonim say this halacha that not by not is mutter is only by hetera and doesn't apply to yisura. What says hetera? Let's say we cooked fleishiks in the pot, so the shaila, and it was kosher fleishiks, so the shaila is whether I emptied out all the fleishiks and now I cook parva soup in the pot. So the question is whether the parva soup became fleishik or not. Am I allowed to eat? Let's say I'm going to pour this parva soup with the fleishik blia into a plastic bowl, into a plastic container or a paper plate or something. Now I want to know whether am I allowed to pour in milk into the soup. If it's fleishig, so you're not allowed to have it with milk. And if it's not fleishig, not by not, it's not fleishig, so then you're permitted to mix in milk. So we paskim ikar adin that not by not is parva. It's not considered fleishig. Why is that? So we assume unless you have such a potent thing that the tam is nirgash, even in the nois and tam, tam is very strong, but normally we assume whenever it's not by not, so it's going to be a tam kolish. So a tam kolish by hetera bola is muta. What is that all about? So the Ran explains, based on the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah, the last daf in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara poses the last Amud Aleph, Masechas Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah ends on an Amud Beis, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a stira between the two psukim and chumash. In Parshas Tzav, it says if you cook, that's what we started yesterday, if you cook the Korban Chatos in a pot, so and then you eat up the whole Korban Chatos, the Kohanim eat up, Chatos only Nechel Zichar Kun Liyom V'Laylat Chatzos. So they ate it up, and they wash out the pot, and they put it away. So at the time that they cooked the Chatos in the pot, everything was kosher. Akosher atop and akosher alefel, as the Yiddish expression. Everything is kosher l'mahadrin. But then when you leave it in the cabinet, in the Beis HaMikdash, you leave it in the cabinet, so when it comes alos al-shachar, the pot becomes treif. So the Chumash says, you have to kasher the pot. There's a din of Mariko Shtifa. Mariko Shtifa, the Gemara has two versions, either Mariko Bechamim and Shtifa B'tzainen, or Mariko B'tzainen and Shtifa Bechamim. But it means in addition to the Hagolah, there's normally Hagolah is not a mitzvah, it's just a matin. And here it's a mitzvah. Here you have to, in addition to the Hagolah, you have to rinse it off with cold water as well. Fine. So you have a mitzvah mariko shtifa. So the Chumash doesn't give an option. The Chumash doesn't say if they broil the chatas in a broiler, then you would need libun. And if they cook the chatas in a pot with soup with a reitib, then you need hagola. It just says mariko shtifa means hagola with a mitzvah of washing it off with cold water as well. And then by giuli klei midyan, and the end of Chumash by midbar, when it says that the Bnei Yisrael won the war against the midyanim, and they captured all the tray for pots and pans. So it says there, whatever, let's say the loyasu tarla kadera basyayma, the Chumash is only talking about those pots and pans that they used in the army that morning for breakfast. They had ham and eggs for breakfast. So if they made ham without any roitav at all, those kelim are going to need libun. And if they cooked the soup and chazer schmaltz for breakfast, those kelim will be sufficient with hagola. So it says sometimes you need libun, sometimes hagola. And here in Parshat Tzav, it never mentions anything about libun. Isn't that a contradiction? So it's a machlekes in the Gemara, Abai v'Rav. So Abai quotes a pasuk from Eov, and he uses a melitza, Yagid Olav Reo. He says, Bol zeveli meral ze. The pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar by Gyuli Klei Midyon is Megala, sheds light on the pasuk in Parshat Tzav, that who had the nami over here, that sometimes you need libun, sometimes you need hagol. And we don't paskin like Abai, we paskin like Rav. Rav sided with the other Amora, who disagreed with Abai. So it boils down to some achlekes Abai v'Rav, we paskin like Rav, that there's a difference. In Parshas Tzav, since it's talking about you cooked the Korban Chatas, and Mishas, when you cooked it, it was a terabala, there was nothing treif. So then you never need liban. It's always sufficient with hagola. Masha enikain in parshas. Where is it in Matos? Where's Gula Klei Midyan? Parshas Matos. So there it's Isura Bala. The Midyanim probably cooked real treifas at the time that they cooked. It was treifas. And since it's Isura Bala, so then you'll sometimes need libun if there was no roitiv, if there was no mashkin, if you broil the flesh alone. Why should there be a difference between hagola and libun? So the Ran explains. If you have a kli that was balei al yidei ha'esh, you broiled meat, you broiled cheese on this kli. So the din requires that you should do a libun. Now what's going to happen if you're going to do hagola? Hagola will take out most of the bliya anyway. So we say hagola will not accomplish to take out all of the bliya. A little bit of the bliya will remain if the bliya was nibla bliyam tzos amayim. There was no mashkin. The bliya was al yidei ha'esh. So if you do a hagola on a kli that really needed libun, so what? Most of the tam will be knocked out. A little bit of tam will remain behind. That little bit of tam that remains behind will probably be a tam kolosh, a shvachet tam. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara explains. If you have hetera bala, you had a korban chatos, and you did merika shtifa, means that you did hagola. When exactly does the mitzvah merika shtifa take place? When do you do it? So there's a Gemara in Perek. All the dinim amrika shtifa are discussed in Zvachim and Perek dam chatos. Where's that daf tzadik zayin? So Tosis there, somewhere on this list of Marmakimus, Tosis Zochm Sarek Zayin Manaf Mamtin Achas Achila. So Tosis has two ways to read the Gemara, and it's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva, the two versions that Tosis has how to read the Gemara in Zochm. When exactly are you supposed to do Merika Shtifa? So the Rambam writes a losh in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perkes Aloch Yudalid, that the Kohanim should eat the Chatos and Ekev Achila, they should do the Merika Shtifa. What does it mean, Ekev Achila? How do you translate the word Ekev? It's a new word. A new word. So apparently the Rambam understood, V'hoya Ekev Tishmun Eskola Mitzos Ha'ela. Rambam understood, Poshib Shah, what does it mean, Ekev Tishmun? As a result of keeping mitzvahs, you will be given schar. And if you violate averis, you'll get an oinish. Ekev means biglal, because of. So the Rambam understood that the word ekev means more than that. It means immediately following that. Ekev tishmil means upon the heels, literally. Upon the ekev is a heel. Upon the heels of doing the mitzvahs, you will be rewarded right away. It's problematic. Schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. I don't know, but that's how the Rambam uses the term Ekev. So apparently he must have, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the Rambam must have understood that that's what it means in Biblical Hebrew. By Ekev Tishmun, upon the heels of doing the mitzvahs, you get the reward immediately. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying, like that opinion in Tosfos, that the mitzvah Merika Shtifa should be fulfilled before Alos HaShach. You shouldn't wait till after Alos HaShach, after it already becomes treif. If you wait till after it's treif already, then you got to do Libun. Then sometimes you'll have to do Libun. If you broil the korban chatos, b'liyam tzos hamayim, if you broiled it, then you need libun, like in Parshas Matos. When does the Torah say in Parshas Sav that you just need merika shtifa? It's always sufficient with hagola. That's because you're doing the hagola, you're doing the merika shtifa mitzvah before it becomes os. Ekev achila, immediately following the achila, before it becomes os. The Raibid is masag on the Rambam. So first he makes fun of the Rambam, why he uses such a term that no one ever heard of. Any idea maza ekev? What did the Rambam say? Ekev, what does the word mean? He knows what it means, but he's unhappy. Why did he use such a funny expression? Then he says, and he's wrong. Obviously what he's driving is that you have to do the merika shtif immediately. He says against the Gemara, because the Tosis on that daf and Zvachim daf Sadek Zayin had two ways to read the Gemara. So the Raibid quotes the Lashon of the Gemara, mamten kol shas achila. He waited till after the Zman Achila is up. The Hainu Alos HaShachar, Min HaTorah, Alos HaShachar, Mid the Rabbanon, you had the Zman Achila of the Korban Chatos is up when it comes midnight, when it comes Chatzos. Chatos Nechel Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos, Kedei L'Harchi Kisoda Min Aveira. But Min HaTorah, you have to wait. If you want to fulfill the Mitzvah Merika Shtifa Deraisa, you have to wait till Alos HaShachar, when it becomes Nifso Belina, when it becomes Noisar. So the Raibit apparently understands that the Mitzvah Merika Shtifa can only be fulfilled when the thing is treif, when the keli became treif, that's after Alos HaShachar, then it's a mitzvah to kasha the kli. And the Rambam understood, no, the mitzvah is to prevent the kli from becoming treif. So the mitzvah is badavka to be fulfilled. Bizman achila, calls man achila before it becomes asav achila. We'll have to work on that. Okay, we're going to have to discuss what's the din. Good.
There's no problem, according to the Ravid, to wait. I understand he's reading the Gemara that way, to wait until what the Belia and the Kli becomes notar. And we don't worry. Normally, the Korban notar.
It's a loisessa to leave flesh over to become nicer. But to leave the Belia and the Kli, that the Belia should become nicer, that doesn't bother him. Like by your Rabbi Matzah, there's a din, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. What if I have chametz, dikka pots and pans, to have a Belia of chametz? I just cooked the chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning. I cooked oatmeal cereal. I cooked wheatina for breakfast on Erev Pesach in the morning. And when it comes Leil Pesach, is mamash atam ben yomo. So the Gemara says, there is no Bal Yerah Bayi Matzah and Blias Kelim. You don't have to sell the Kelim. There's no other rabbi. You sell a Kelim when you buy it back from the guy. You have to do Tvilas Kelim again. So the Gemara is beferish that there's no Bal Yerah on Blias Kelim. The Gemara says, if I have chametz dikke Kelim, when it comes Pesach, do the kelim become chametz over? Do the kelim become treif or not? So the Gemara says it depends whether chametz over all of HaPesach is a din deraisa or a knas midirabbana. So according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz over HaPesach is a din deraisa. Even chemtzah shal nochri over all of HaPesach. When it comes Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda holds all chametz in the world becomes osav achila osav anoa lioilam void. And even after Pesach, it doesn't have the Rabbi Yehuda couldn't have the institution of mechiras chametz. And you couldn't go to the Goyish store after Pesach and buy all the chametz you want. All the chametz in the world becomes asa b'achil, asa b'hano. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, the b'liyas chametz in the Pesach, in the chametz dike kelim, when it comes leil Pesach, it becomes chametz shorbal about Pesach, even though there's no violation in Bal Yerah by Matzah at all. And all the kelim become treif, and you have to kash all the chametz dike kelim after Pesach is over. And the Gemara says, if you have kli cheres, and they don't lend themselves to hagolas, the Gemara says, you got to throw them out. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, there was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether he passed like Rabbi Yehuda or not. So those Amoraim who passed like Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz shavala Pesach is a din deraisa. Every year, all the balabatim had to sell, had to throw out all of their earthenware chametz dike kelim and buy new kelim all over again. So the Gemara says that the manufacturers of the earthenware kelim used to make a lot of money in that community. We don't passkan like that. We passkan like Rabbi Shimon. The chametz over all of our Pesach is not a din deraisa. It's only a penalty midrabbanan for the one who violated Bal Yerah by Matzah. It's a chemtzu shalakum sha'av all of our Pesach. There is no penalty because nobody violated any Bal Yerah by Matzah. So the Gemara says the same is true on the Blias Kelim. The chametz that's Balu and the Kelim, there is no Bal Yerah by Matzah. So the way we pass in Halacha, the chametz over all of our Pesach is a penalty midrabbanan. So the penalty doesn't apply to chametz dike kelim. Where is that Gemara? That's Msochim and Daf Lamed, no? That should be Msochim Daf Lamed or so. The Gemara says that it depends on the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether he passed like Rabbi Yehuda or he passed like Rabbi Shimon, whether chametz or all about Pesach is a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. That's Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. I don't think so. Yeah, no. You have to kasha. You'll have to sometimes do libun. You're mevatle mitzvah, and if you'll do, let's say it's a kli, I cook the korban chatas. The Gemara says that there's a special inyan that you should always broil the kohanim when they eat the korban chatas. It's recommended they should broil it. They should eat it tzli. Kederach shamlochem oichlin. You should eat it in a very bekovedik fashion. So usually they'll do tzli. Once in a while you have an old kohen, he can't bite into a steak, so they'll have to cook it. They'll have to cook the steak for him. So let's say if they broil the steak and they waited till after the Zman Isura, so then you'll have to have libun, according to the Rambam. And let's say they cooked the steak of the korban chatos, so all you need is hagola anyway. I don't think you'll have to do the tzaynin. The mitzvah to do becham and a betzaynin, that's only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only ekev achila. to do the Marika Shtifa before it becomes Nesa, to prevent it from becoming Nesa. Once it already became Nesa, so then it's not a mitzvah. You wouldn't say a bracha then, just like on Hagola Liban, you don't say a bracha. That's a matir. On the Marika Shtifa, that's a mitzvah. That you'll say a bracha. On Hagola, you won't say a bracha. So if one should assume like the Rambam, that's how the Ran obviously assumes. The Ran and Chulam, Perakalabos, and one assumes like the Rambam, then we understand the Gemara in the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara, if you have a kli that really needs libun and you do hagola on it, so most of the tam will be removed. The little bit of tam that will remain in the kli will be a tam kolush. So that's where the Gemara makes a distinction between isura bola and heter bola. If all you have is a tam kolush and the yisur didn't set in yet, and then it comes alos hashach and you want the yisur noisar to be chal. And a tam kolish is not sufficient that an isa should be able to be chal on it. Masheni kain, if it was isura bola in Parshas Matos where they had the kalim from the midyonim, and the midyonim that day for breakfast they cooked real chaza, they made ham and eggs for breakfast, so that was isura bola. So isura bola, a tam kolish is enough to retain an isa. The isa is already there. You don't need that the isa should be chal. It already is asa. So if you do hagola on a kli that really needed libun, so you'll still be left with a tam kolish in the kli. And a tam kolish is sufficient to retain an isa, to preserve an isa that was already chal from before. But a tam kolish is not sufficient that an isa should be chal on it. So that's how the Ran explains this distinction, the Ran on the Rif, in the back of the Gemara. That's how the Ran explains the distinction between Nat Banat the Hetera, as opposed to Nat Banat the Isura. That Nat Banat is going to be a Tam Kolush. The Tam, originally I cooked flesh in the pot, so I washed out, I took out all the flesh, I washed out the pot. I didn't kasher it. There's only a bli of flesh in the pot. Then I'm going to cook, let's say, some parva soup in the pot. So there's going to be a Tam from the flesh that goes into the soup, that's already a nice and tam by nice and tam. So the whole nesinas tam is going to be a tam kolush. So by basa b'chol lo, it didn't become treif yet. I want to know, am I permitted to mix in milk into the soup? What kind of a bowl am I going to eat it? Am I going to eat a fleshig bowl, milchig bowl? I'll eat it in a plastic bowl, a disposable bowl. Shaila, what bowl? So I'm going to pour the burning hot soup. I cook this part of a soup in a fleshig pot. I'm going to pour it into a plastic bowl that I'm going to throw out at the end. I want to know, am I allowed to pour in some milk now? So the whole tam abasa that you have is only a tam kolish to begin with, because it's a nois and tam by nois and tam. So since it's only a tam kolish, anisa basa b'chalav cannot be chal on a tam kolish. But if the thing would have been a nat banat the yisura, so a tam kolish is sufficient to maintain anisa that already was chal from before. That's the way the Ran says. That's the pasha pshat over here. Then Tosis quotes, Rashi had a son-in-law by the name of the Rivon. So the Rivon quotes in the name of Rashi that the Gemara doesn't say the case that I said, that you cooked parva soup in a fleshig pot and you want to know if you're allowed to mix in milk into the burning hot soup that you're serving in a plastic bowl. The Gemara doesn't give such a case. The Gemara talks about Dogm She'olu B'Kairo. It means I have a fleshig plate and either the plate is burning hot and the fish is cold, or the fish is burning hot and the plate is cold. One is cham, one is tzoynim. So then that's called nat barnat. So nat barnat, that's a tam kolish. But what if it would be nitzlu on his bashlu, the case that I gave? I have a fleshig pot and I cook part of a soup in the fleshig pot. So they're both burning hot. The pot is burning hot and the soup is burning hot. I cooked it in this pot. So whenever it's nitzlu, whenever I was tzoyla the fish in this fleshig pot or in this bashel, I cooked it in the pot. So then the Rivon claims that he heard from his father-in-law Rashi that in such a case, he can't call it a tam kolish. That's going to be a tam bori. It's going to be a very strong tam going in. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that when machmer l'chatchila, the Mechaber paskens against the Rivon. Tosis is not happy with the Rivon. They think that he must have misheard from Rashi, and they think it's not correct. And the Mechaber disregards this Rivon, and the Ramah is machma for this Rivon. That not by not aydei bishul, and not by not aydei tzliya. The difference is dogim she'olu b'kaira means the kaira is cold and the dogim is hot, or the kaira is hot and the dogim are cold. One is hot, one is cold. But if they're both burning hot, Nizbashla Nitzlu. So then the Ramo is choshish for this Rivon B'Shem Rashi, that then you have a Tambori. So the Ramo, that's how we machmer. But then the Shach in Yerideya quotes the Tosfos on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Dibra Mascha Bas Yomo. So the last 10 lines in Tosfos, Tosfos says, even though we machma like the Rivon, that not by Natai Deit Bishal, not by Natai Deit Zli is a Tambori, it's not a Tam Kolush. That's only if you're just dealing with two knots, a nice and tam bar, nice and tam. What if you're dealing with a knot, bar, knot, bar, knot, a third time? So then even with the chumras of Rivon B'Shem Rashi, it doesn't apply. You don't have to worry about that. What does Tosfos say? So Tosfos talks about, Tosfos discusses kashering trefa pots. Let's say I have a pot that by mistake I cooked some trefa soup. I bought some soup in the store and I didn't realize that it had chazer schmaltz in it, and I cooked it in the pot. So I just made my pot trefa. So I want to kasher the pot. So how do you kasher? You do hagolah. So what does it help you do hagolah? Let's say I was preparing this soup for supper and I cooked the supper at 6 o'clock. Then I realize this is trefa soup. So I throw it all down the drain, whatever, I throw it out in the garbage, and I want to kasher the pot. So I'm going to fill up the pot with water and I'm going to cook the water till it becomes burning hot, and that's going to act as the hagola. What does it accomplish if you do hagola? The trefa bli is going to go from the walls of the pot into the water. It's going to go back into the. It's going to go back into the pot. It's going to make the pot trefa again. How does it ever help when you do hagola? The trefa bli is going to go out from the pot into the water. Then it's going to go back. So the teisvus on kufches on the base in chulin, the bottom teisvus. Shenafel of tachyara asachas nimiv lebala miflet leipalit. So Tosfos quotes this discussion. You have the last daf in Avodah Zarah, also the Tosfos Bas Yoma. Tosfos raises this discussion. So what are the Balei Tosfos claims based on this Gemara and daf Kufches on the base, the Tosfos Dibra Maskel, Shenafel Tach Yoreh Resachas? We have a tradition, we know scientifically that the pot will only be Boleya Atam, let's say I cook trefa soup in a pot, the pot will be boleh the trefa, the tam from the trefa soup. But if the soup that I cook in the pot now is kosher, I'm cooking water in the pot, the water is kosher, I'm cooking water in the pot, and the trefa bleah from the walls of the pot are going to go into the soup, into the water, and now you're afraid maybe the trefa bleah is going to go back into the pot where it came from. No, we have a tradition, the Gemara knows scientifically, the bleah that went out into the water is not going to return back into the pot. So Tosfos makes fun, the chichul de nevihi, what the pot has roha kodesh, the pot knows which bliyah is to be boleya, which I'm cooking vegetable soup in the pot, so the bliyah from the vegetables will go back into the pot, and the trefa bliyah from the chazer schmaltz that went out into the water, into the soup, is going to go back in, that the pot is not going to let go back in. How does the pot have the roha kodesh to know which bliyahs it should absorb back and which bliyahs not? So they make fun of that suggestion that one of the Balei Tosfos said. Vartemahu. It doesn't make any sense. So how do you ever kasher Aydei Hagola? It doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says, whenever you do Hagola, you have to make sure that you have shishim in the water, kineged the whole thickness of the pot. You don't know how much trefis is balua into the doifen of the pot. So the Gemara says, we'll have to learn that Gemara Chulin. The Gemara says, whenever you try to calculate shishim, so you have to measure shishim kineged the whole, the maximum possibility. You have to measure shishim kineged the whole thickness, the whole ovi the fanas hakdera. So usually we assume, in Yeridei we assume that usually when you cook soup in a pot, when you cook something in a pot, usually you don't have shishim in the soup kineged the thickness of the walls. In rare occasions, you will have shishim if you have a very large pot and the walls are very thin. So once in a long while, in companies, when they in factories, when they make millions of cans of soup, so there you have a pot the size of this room. So the volume of the soup inside the pot is going to be well over shishim against the thickness of the doifnag there. But a pot that a balabasta has at home, normally benoyik sheboilim, you don't have shishim. The Prima Goda Man Zad from the Achrenim usually have Shloshim. So that helps sometimes. That'll be relevant for other cases. But usually you don't have shishim. So Tosfos says, whenever you want to do a hagolah on a treifa pot, let's say I'm going to take a treifa pot and have a big pot, cook water, I bubble up water there till it bubbles. When you do hagolah, it has to be malah risich, it has to be 212. So I'm going to take the treifa pot and dip it into the burning hot water of the pot. So you have to have shishim in the water, kineged the thickness of the pot. What happens if the pot that I want to kasher is so big, I'm afraid I'm not going to have shishim in the water, kineged the pot. So then Tosfos says, you have no choice, you have to wait 24 hours before you do hagolah. What does that help if you wait 24 hours? It's going to be still the same problem. The treifa blia is going to go into the water and then it's going to come back out. So the answer is, because a klisha ain't a ben yomo, the Gemara said in Nozir and Avodah Zarah and all the different mesichtas, that a klisha ain't a ben yomo, men ha-toirah, lo yosu tera l'kadera basiyah, because we assume that the treifa blia and a kli, after sitting in the doifne and the charsis ha-kadera for 24 hours, most of the time will be on those in time of gam. Once in a while it will not be. The Gemara has exceptions to the rule that it will not be on those in time of gam. But most of the time it's going to be on those in time of gam, and those in time of gam is muta min ha-toirah. So why do you ever have to kasher? Why does one ever have to kasher treifa kelim? Why don't you just wait 24 hours and then le'asot Torah l'kedera bas yaymo? So that was the Gemara's question on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Amud Aleph, the same Amud. So the Gemara says it's gzeira ein ben yomo, it's a ben yomo. What are you going to put on stickers on all the pots? When it was used last for treifas, when it was used for fleshings, when it was used for milchiks. And then you're going to say after 24 hours you can use it for kosher. So the stickers, we're afraid the sticker's going to fall off and you're going to have a whole balagan. You're going to make a mistake. So they made Gzera de Rabban, Gzera Eina Ben Yom, Ata Ben Yom. So what does Tosfos say over here? If you wait 24 hours, then you do Hagolah, so the treifa blia goes out into the water. No, so they made Gzera de Rabban, Eina Ben Yom, Ata Ben Yom. So what does it help if you wait 24 hours? So Tosfos explains, no, that Gzera de Rabban, Eina Ben Yom, Ata Ben Yom, even though after Eina Ben Yom is nice and Tamil of Gam, the Gzera was only made when the Trilos HaBlia was Lishvach. When I cooked treifas in a pot, and at the time that I cooked it, it was tasty, it was delicious, so that was a nice and tam de shvach. So then they made Gzera de Rabbanan, even if you let the blia sit in the dofnak there for more than 24 hours, and the blia becomes nifgam, because it's sitting in the charsis hagdera, it gets the metallic flavor, or the earthenware flavor of the pot, it'll become nice and tam legam. So that was Gzera de Rabbanan, ein ben yom, atam yom. What if I cooked some treifas in a pot and the treifas smelled awful? At the time that I cooked it in the pot, it was awful tasting. So the trilas ablia was a nice and tam of gum. If the trilas ablia was a nice and tam of gum, then they never made exera de rabbanon. So here, if you have a treifa pot and you want a kasha, you do hagola. So if you wait 24 hours from the last time that you cooked the treifas in the pot, so now the Hagola will accomplish, the treifa blia will go into the water. There's nothing preventing the treifa blia from going back from the water into the pot, but now the trilas ablia is going to be livgam. So since the trilas ablia is livgam, so there's no problem. It doesn't bother me. So Tosfos says, whenever you kasher a treifa pot, if you have a treifa pot that your mamash cooked chazer shmaltz in, so you either have to make sure that you have shishim in the water, kineged, the thickness of the dofne hakdera, because it's too hard to calculate what percentage of the thickness has a blia of treifas in it to know how to calculate the shishim. So the Gemara says you always have to calculate keneged kula misharina. You don't calculate keneged maide nofik b'nei because lo yadina kama bola, lo yadina kama nofik b'nei. It's too hard. We're going to have to learn that Gemara. So either you have to have, whenever you do the hagolah, either you have to have shishim keneged the thickness of the doifne hakli, or you have to wait till the kli zayne ben yomo, so you know for sure that the blia is going to be nice and tam lev gam. And even though they were goyzim the rabban and enem and yomo, atam and yomo, that's only because the trilas ablia was l'shvach. But here, with the trilas ablia into the water, trilas ablia is lev gam. The kli is already enem and yomo. And now the blia is going into the water, trefa blia, mitchilosa is a nice and tam lev gam in the water. So when the water is going to go back, bring the blia back into the pot, that's called trilas ablia lev gam, so you don't have to worry about that. So then Tosfos says, this is only if you have the kasher at trefa pot. What if you have a milchik pot, or what if you have a fleshik pot, and you want to make it parava? So there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yontif, of all places. We don't have a Magen Avraham in Yerideya. We only have a Magen Avraham in Arachayim. So it's unusual to have a statement from the Magen Avraham on Kashrus. Once in a while, Hilchas Pesach, he has a lot to say in Kashrus also. See, there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yontif, where the Magen Avraham quotes a minig. He claims that there is a minig by Ashkenazim. Sfaradim for sure don't have the minig. And the Magen Avraham claims that by Ashkenazim there's a minig that you don't switch from fleshiks to milchiks or from milchiks to fleshiks. Once the thing is a fleshik pot, so you leave it like that. You don't make everybody crazy. The Aruch HaShulchan claims there never was such a minig. It's a mistake. He says the Ashkenazim don't have such a minig either. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes Lahachmer. He says, that's not a minig, that's a din. Medina de Gemara. He says, what are you talking about? That's Medina de Gemara, that you're not allowed to switch fleshiks. You have fleshik at pots, you're not allowed to do hagolah to switch it over to milchiks. But the Magen Avraham says it's only a minig. So he says, yeah, he's right sometimes. It's only a minig, it's not a din. He says, what if you have a part of a pot? And the wife went shopping, and the husband decided he's going to make his own supper. So he made a mistake. He took the part of a pot, and he made a fleshik by mistake. Or he took a part of a knife, and he used the power of a knife to cut a burning hot steak. So he made it fleshig by mistake. So there, the Medina de Gemara, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein claims that this is Medina de Gemara, that you're not allowed to switch milchiks to fleshigs or fleshigs to milchiks, or take something fleshig and make it parva because it's going to cause confusion. So he says that's only if it was always yadua that it's fleshig. It's always yadua that it's milchik. But if the husband made it milchik or fleshig by mistake, it was really designated as parva. It has a label on it, parva. He doesn't read the label. And he made the parva thing milchig of fleshig. So Medina de Gemara, you're allowed to kashu it to make it back, parva. So Moshe claims that's when the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Yontov that that's a minig that you don't kashu. Most of the poskim, the Darkei Tshiva from the Minkacha and Yeridei, he always quotes all the chumras from the Hungarian Achreinim. So the Darkei Tshuva says he quotes all the Meir Harad, that's muta. If it became fleshig by mistake, he says that's mutter to make it back part of it. The whole minig of the Magen Avraham, he holds that it's a minig, it's not a din de Rabbanan. He holds the whole minig only applies when it was designated, it was officially designated as fleshig, or designated as milchig. But if it was really designated as parva, and somebody wasn't paying attention and made it fleshig and milchig by mistake, so then the minig, not the kasher, to make it back part of it, doesn't apply. So Tosfos somehow is ignoring this minig. Maybe in the days of the Baal HaTosfos, they didn't have such a minig. It talks about you have fleshik pots, milchik pots, and you want to kasher them and make them parva. Tosfos isn't worried about any minig. Maybe the minig developed later. So Tosfos talks about how do you kasher, let's say you have a milchik pot, how do you kasher the milchik pot? So you're going to say the same as kashering a treifa pot. You have to make sure that you have shishim in the water connected the thickness of the pot, or you have to wait till the pot is going to be an Eina Ben Yomo, so the Tchilas Abli into the water is going to be Levgam. So Tosfos says, no, that's not a problem because it's a not by not. The Fleshik Bli and the pot is Tam Rishon, and I wash off the pot. Then the Fleshik Bli is going to go into the burning hot water, that's going to be nice and Tam by nice and Tam. So not by not, the Hetera is Muta. But we machma like the Rivon, on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, that the Rivon, where was that? That Tosfos quotes in the name of the Rivon that not by not is only mut of dogm sha'olu b'kairu, not dogm shen is bashlu b'kairu, because if it's bashlu, they're both chamim, the kedera is hot and the dogim is hot, so then it's going to be a stronger tam, and then it's not going to be considered a tam kolush. So Tosfos says, even if you're choshish for this Rivon, even if you follow the Rivon, that's only when you're only dealing with two knots, nois and tam, and nois and tam. Here it's already not by not by not. It's a third nois in tam. Why? I cooked the fleshiks in the pot, and I finished eating the fleshiks, and I washed out the pot. Then I'm cooking. Now I want to kasher the pot, so I cook burning hot water, or I take this fleshik pot and I dip it into a pot with burning hot water. So I'm doing hagola. So the fleshik blia goes from the fleshik pot into the water. That's not by not. They be sure. Then it goes back. There's nothing to prevent it from going back into the pot. By the time it goes back into the pot, it's already not by not by not. So Tosfos says, and even if you're choshish, even if you follow the Rivon, that not by not Ayidei Bishul is still a tam bari, it's not a tam kolush, that's only if it's only not by not. But if it's not by not by not, so then Tosfos says, even the Rivon will have to agree that that's a tam kolush, and the Yisr cannot, that won't pose any problem. That cannot pose any problem. So that's the Shach quotes that la'alacha. Whenever you have a not by not by not, the hetera, even if it's ayidei bishul, it doesn't pose a problem. So he quotes this Tosfos in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, the last daf in Avodah Zarah. Then he quotes all of the Rishonim who say the same. All the Rishonim are from Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu The Sefer HaTrumah was written by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. To quote Sefer HaTrumah says that all the Rishonim that is quoting are all Balei HaTesis. It's the same. Tesis represents a whole group of several hundred Rishonim. It's not just one person, a Balei HaTesis.
You say by Naparati Yisur that it goes on forever. Why should that be different in this case?
Oh, so the explanation is like the Ran explained, that whenever you have Nat Barnat, so all you have left now is a Tam Kolush. So if you have a Tam Kolush and you want have a Tam Kolush of Pleshix, and Milchix is going to bump into it. So Tam Kolush is too weak that a Nisa should be able to be Chal on top of it. But if the Issa already took effect, the Issa already was Chal, so a Tam Kolush is sufficient to retain the Issa, to preserve the Issa. Yeah, so it goes on forever.
Why isn't the Ravid against the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? How does he understand Rava?
Oh, so this whole explanation that the Ran gives, this is in Yeriday, they quote this from the Ran, that not banat the heter is muta, not banat the sur is aser. Why? Because it's a Tam Kolush, and a Tam Kolush is enough to retain an Issa, but it's not enough that an Issa should be chal on it. And that's the same as the Gemara in the last daf in Avodah Zarah, that we pass like Rava, that when you do Mariko Shtifa, when you do Hagola on the Kli that really needed Libun, so most of the Tam is knocked out. The only thing you have left is going to be a Tam Kolush. So by Hetera Bola, Tam Kolush is not enough that it should be Chal on it. But by Yisura Bola, Tam Kolush is enough to retain the Yisra. So this whole explanation is beautiful if you all like the Rambam. If you all like the Ravid, how do you explain it? The Ravid says that the Din of Mariko Shtifa, Mamtana calls man achila, that Gemara Zavachim Dav Tzadik Zayin and Aleph. So the Ravid learns Mamtana like the other day in Tosis. He wait till after this man ha'isir, after this man achila is up. The Ravid holds it doesn't make sense to kasher a kosher a pot. The mitzvah to kasher, Mariko Shtifa mitzvah to kasher, is to kasher treif a pot. So you're not yotze the mitzvah Mariko Shtifa, according to the Ravid, if you do the Hagola bizman hetera. You have to wait till after it becomes Isura. And then you do the Hagolas. So why should there be a difference between a Terabola and a Surabola? So it's a Pella, according to the Rabbi. How do you understand the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah? That's the Pella. So there is a... Yeah?
Why you have to wait for the pot to be in the banana? Why couldn't you be put in the water?
You can be pugging the water also. That says in Yeridah also. What is it going to help if you're going to be pugging the water? Why do you feel that that's the solution? You see, we don't always have 24 hours to sit and twiddle our thumbs. Let's say if you have a caterer, I told over the story, they had the annual dinner of the Boy Scouts at this caterer in Washington, and then the same day, some kosher organization had to have a kosher function. So all the caterers were treif ben yomo. They couldn't wait to make it in a ben yomo, in order to kasher. So when you get stuck, so it says in Yeriday, if you pour lye, or you pour some very potent... Dov HaPoigim into the water when you cook it, so then when you do the Hagolah, all the Trefa B'liya Ben Yoma will go into the water, and then what's the Chashash is going to go back into the Kli. When it's going to go back into the Kli, it's going to be Tchilas HaB'liya Levgam, because it has this awful flavor in the Kedera. So when you have a big Shas HaTchak, so we do that. In Eretz Yisrael, they still avoid doing that. America, we do it a lot of times. America do it a lot of times. You'll kasher a kli when it's still a ben yomo by pouring in a dover hapoigim. But it has to be really a dover hapoigim. You have to make sure that it really is awful tasting. So the treifa blia that goes into the water will really, when it's going to go back into the pot, there's nothing preventing the treifa blia that just, the treifa kli spits out the blia. It's maflet the blia into the water, the meha hagola. There's nothing preventing that treifa blia from going back into the pot, to be chosen back into the pot. But when it's going to be chosen back into the pot, it'll go back in with the lye, with the strong detergent. So it's already going to be a nice and tchilas habli of levgam. So tchilas habli of levgam, then whenever goes are even in the rabbanon. So on rare occasions, we will do that. And achinami.
Why do you have to, I mean, by waiting till Lissa Shachar, according to the Rajvid, by waiting till Lissa Shachar, you could avoid the whole problem of Kapkila. You have, there's a mitzvah that says to know the mikvah shtifa, but chalifin, why shouldn't you avoid the problem of chatchila? In other words,
the rabbi holds that the mitzvah is only if you do the mikvah shtifa after alos al shachar. You have to wait till after it becomes asa. He says it doesn't make sense. There's no mitzvah to kasher a kasher a pot. The mitzvah is bedavke to wait till after. No, so the shayla is if you waited till the morning, so it already became nifsal balin. It's already isura bala.
Right.
So what does it help that the tchilas habliya was at tera, but right now when you want a kasher, it's already isura.
Right.
So what are you going to say? That what? That tam kolish is not enough to have an isa chal. The isa was chal already on the thing. The tam kolish just retaining the isa, preserving the isa. So the Ravid obviously does not learn the Gemara like that. How in the world does the Ravid understand the Gemara? So Mestama, to understand like the Ravid, you have to give a whole different mahalach, which we don't pass like. What's the din if I have a broiler and I broil trefa steaks on the broiler, and instead and the halacha requires you have to do libun. Instead of doing libun, I did hagola. What would be the din? So if you look in the beginning of the second Chelik Yeredeya, there's a simon about Hagolah and Liban, simon Kuf Chof Aleph, I think, in the beginning of the second Chelik Yeredeya. So most of the dinim are not spelled out there in Kuf Chof Aleph. The Mechaber writes, look what I wrote in Hilchas Pesach, and Tofnun Aleph, and Tofnun Beis, all the dinim of Hagolah and Liban, but a little bit is there. So the Shulchan Aruch has a Beferish Din that runs as follows. If you have a Kli, they really required Liban. Instead of doing Liban, you did Hagolah, and then you're going to, after doing the Hagolah, then you broil some kosher steaks on this broiler. So even by the Eved, it says that it makes treif. Because the Tam, using our terminology, using our language, when you do Hagolah on a Kli that really needed Libun, you knock out most of the Tam. The little bit of Tam that remains is called the Tam Kolish. Tam Kolish is not sufficient to have an Isa Chal on it, but here the Isa was already there from before. So Tam Kolish is called Tam Kiyaka. It's enough to retain an Isa from before. That's what it says in Yeridah. That's the way we paskin. But all of the Achrenim point out there's a Ritvo on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, and that daf, and the Gemara talks about when you need Hagolah, when you need Libun. So the Ritvo writes not so. He says, Lechatchile. This is a Lechatchile deraisa. It says, Lechatchile, you're supposed to do Libun on a pot where you broil trefa steaks, B'liyam Tzoh Samayim, but B'riyevit, if instead of doing Libun you did Hagolah. So, b'di'evit, you can, if you cook kosher food on the pot, it won't become treif. It's a very strange ritva. We usually assume we're talking about a pasuk in Chumash. It says in the Torah, you're supposed to do libun. So that's a din deraisa. It says in Chumash. We usually assume the way Tosis explained the Maseches Nida and Daf Samach Vav and Beis Diba Maschol Kol Aroi, the Tosis says it only makes sense to have a lachatchila deraisa in the area of a mitzvah. That let's say lulav and hadasim and arovis is lachatchila lulav tzarech eged bin atoira. The Gemara says in the first parak in Sukkah that it's a hida mitzvah, that it's a zekel v'anveil. In b'di'evet, if you shook the lulav. B'liyeged, so there's a machlokes hatanayim, so we pass in that nikra din lulav ein tzarcheg, just a heder. So there's a lachatchila deraisa. You have a lot of lachatchilas deraisa. Let's say carbon chatos lachatchila deraisa needs rika on all four corners of the mizbech, and b'liyeved we pass like Basilo in the Mishnah in Zochim Perik Beishamai that if you did one zrika b'liyeved it's good. And you have kama v'kama alochas. Let's say chalitza. It's not only Tosis in one place in Zochim writes that lachatchilas deraisa. Only pop up in Hilchas Kotchin. In Chulin you never had it. So the Achranim are all Masagan Taisis. It's not true. You have it by mitzvahs in Chulin as well. Let's say Lachatchila. When a woman needs Chalitza. So Chalitza is a mitzvah, Taisis writes. So the mitzvah Bishleimusa is to do Chalitza Sasandal, that the Yavam should take off the shoe from the right foot of the Yavam, and he and she should recite the Psukim, Kriyas HaPsukim, and she should do the Rikika, she should spit on the floor. The different opinions in the Tanaim, and we pask on Aloha Maisa that the Rikika is not Miyakim and the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Miyakim. The only thing that's Miyakim is the Chalitza Sasandal. So why do you need it in the first place? If it's not Miyakim, why do you have to waste the time to do the Kriyas HaPsukim and the Rikika? The answer is, that's the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. If you'll do the Chalitza Sasandal without doing the Rikika and without doing the Kriyas HaPsukim, so you'll fulfill the mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa when you go to Elam Abba and they give schar. And Olam Abba, for all the mitzvahs that they did, they won't give you a full piece of kugel. They'll give you an incomplete piece of kugel. Give you less schar in Olam Abba. Smaller piece of Leviathan or whatever. Whatever the schar is going to be, Olam Abba, Olam Hazeh, whatever, you're going to get less schar because you only fulfill the mitzvah Shalom B'Shalim Musa. So you find that not only in Kotchim. Tosis writes in Zvachim, in the beginning of Zvachim, that the Gemara has a klal, whenever a din appears in Karbanis, we assume it's only l'chatchil unless the din appears twice. You have to have shina l'vakos v'liyakev. If it's written twice, then we know that it's likuv. It's only written once, so it's only l'chatchil. So Tosfos says that midah shatara nidreshes behem, that you need shina l'vakos v'liyakev, only applies to kachim and doesn't apply to chulim. So the Chazanish and earlier Achreinim on Masik on the Tosfos, what do you mean? You have so many other places in the Gemara. It applies to mitzvahs. Every mitzvah shach to have l'chatchila deraisa. That's not mi'akeh b'riyev. L'chatchila deraisa means a mitzvah b'shleimusa. But Tosfos writes there in Zvachim, Tosfos writes there in Nidan, Daf Samach Vav and Beis, when it comes to a matir, when it comes to an iser, it doesn't make sense to have l'chatchila deraisa. What do you mean? A mitzvah b'shleimusa? There is no mitzvah. But let's say you want to know kashering the pots. So you're going to say the Ritva says, l'chatchila, he's supposed to kasher the pots with libun. And b'di'evit, if you kasher the pot with hagola, b'di'evit is also good because the tam that's left is only a tam kolosh and sinish gefela. So what do you need l'chatchila libun? It's not a mitzvah. Marika shtifa is a mitzvah. V'harai you do, you rinse it off with cold water. That doesn't help to take out the trefa tam. So marika shtifa is clearly a mitzvah in addition to being hagola. But by chulin there is no mitzvah marika shtifa. There's even a machlekes hatanoim and a mishnah there in Zvachim on Daf Tzadik Vav. Does the mitzvah marika shtifa, does it only apply to kochi kochim, or does it even apply to kochim kalim? Because the original pasuk is only talking about chatos. Maybe it's only chatos and oshim. Oilo doesn't apply. Nobody eats the korban oilo, so you don't cook the korban oilo. You have to burn the whole oilo on the mizbeach, and if you cooked it first, then you're not yotzei. It's not reach nichoyach. So the whole din of the whole topic on Berikah Shtifa is written chumash by Chatos and by Oshem is also like that. Does it also apply to Shlomim? Is a machlekes hatanoim. But it's clear that it's if Berikah Shtifa just means kashering, so you have to kasher by Shlomim also. So the kashering, of course, you have to have by Shlomim. So the shad is the mitzvah of Berikah Shtifa, that aspect that you have to rinse it off with cold water also. That's the l'shem mitzvah. Does that carry over to Shlomim, or does it only apply to the kachim kachim and not the kachim kal? So Mustama, this Ravid probably, this Ravid who's the opinion in Tosfos, that the mitzvah Marika Shtifa only is fulfilled when you kasher the trefet kli. After Alos HaShach, it already became Nifsal Belinos, it became Noisar, so then it makes sense to say there's a mitzvah to kasher. Just the Hepach from the Rambam. Rambam says you have to, the mitzvah is to do the Hagola, to do the Marika Shtifa, to prevent it from becoming Noisar. Well, it's still Heterobolus. According to the Rambam, we understand very well the whole idea. And that's how we paskan in Yerideya. We don't paskan Amrika Shtifa, we don't have Hilchas Kochim in the Yerideya, but we paskan if you did Hagola on a Kli that needs Libun, it doesn't even help any of it, and if you cook food on it, the food will become treif. That's what it says in the second Chelik Yerideya. This Ravid probably has to hold like the Ritva, that if you do Hagola on a Kli that really needed Libun, but it will be good. So the whole difference between Hagol and Liban is only l'chatchila. It's hard to understand, what do you mean l'chatchila? How can you have a l'chatchila deraisa in Issa v'heta? Like the Zadin in the Gemara, someone is cooking kosher soup, and a wise guy comes up, he's going to pour in 5 drops of chaz shmaltz, he's going to know exactly, it's going to be bottle of shishim, and that's all. So that's a din, aim about an Issa l'chatchila. Even though I know that I have shishim, he's not allowed to pour in any tray for chaz shmaltz. Is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan? So that's a machlokes, how to read the Gemara, and Daf Tzadik Ches on the Beis in Chulin. The Gemara says that when the nazir finishes his naziris, he has to bring el nazir. He has to bring shalmei nazir. So shlomim is always nechal to the bailim. And the el nazir, the shalmei nazir, the zroa, you cook it in a pot with reitev, and the zroya b'sheila is only eaten by kohanim. And nonetheless, even though, let's say, are you allowed to cook together in the same pot truma with chulin? So it depends who wants to eat it. So if a non-kohen wants to eat all the stuff, so how can he cook chulin with truma together? The chulin is going to get a blia from the truma. So then the czar is not allowed to eat the chulin because it has a tam of the truma. If a kohen is going to, if it's in a kohen's home and he's going to eat everything b'tahara, so that's fine. So let him gesuntei, let him cook the chulin with the truma. It won't pose a problem. But for a non-kohen to cook chulam with truma is a din of eim avat anis l'chatchili, he's not allowed to do it. So here the Gemara says, by zera b'sheila, the din is eim b'sheila, that's the top line, on tzarek chesam ebeis and chulam. Eim b'sheila elo shlema. When the Torah says that you cook the zera b'sheila, it means the zera of the shalmei nozer is still attached to the rest of the shalminos, and you cook the whole thing together in a pot, and you don't worry about the fact that you mevatel isa lechatchila. The zera is only nechel to the kohanim, and the rest of the shalminos is nechel to the Israelim, nechel to the bottom. He can invite whatever friends he wants to eat it in Yerushalayim. Shlamim is nechel in Yerushalayim. By Yisraelim, as long as they're tohar. As long as they're tohar, they can eat it. So the Gemara says that El Nazir, this institution of Zerah B'Sheila and B'Sheila El Shlema, you cook it all together, this is an exception to the rule, a chiddush, a yotzim and a klal, on the level of the Raisa. What's the exception to the rule? So the Ravid says it's an exception to the rule. The rule usually is, Eim Avatan Yisrael Chathchila Zedin Deraisa. And here we say, we allow you to be Mevatel Yisrael Chathchila Deraisa. The Shach says, we don't paskin like that, Ravid. We paskin like the majority of the Rishonim, that Eim Avatan Yisrael Chathchila is only a Din Derabbanan. How can you have a Din Lachathchila in Yisrael Behet? Eim Avatan Yisrael Chathchila is an Yisrael Deraisa. But b'di'evit it's mutter. The whole chiluk between lechatchil and b'di'evit only makes sense in the area of mitzvahs. It doesn't make sense in the area of isurim. So how can you say that emavat and isur lechatchil is a din derais? So that's what most of the rishonim assume. That's how we paskin that emavat and isur lechatchil is only din derabbanan. So what does the gemara say that zroah b'sheila is an exception to the rule on the level of derais? Is zel heter abba mechlal isur? It's a yetsim and aklal. It's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? If min atar, there's never any din of aim of atanis lechatchila. You can always pour in a little bit of chazal shmaltz. So why does the Gemara consider this a chiddush? That's what Tosfos says. No, usually the din is aim of atanis lechatchila. The prohibition against pouring in a little chazal shmaltz is only the rabbanon. But no one in his right mind is going to say there's a mitzvah every time you cook kosher soup. There's a mitzvah to pour in a little chazal shmaltz. A mitzvah there surely isn't. Here there's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah dafke to cook the Zerah B'Sheila, which is only mutter the Kohanim. It's a mitzvah to cook the Zerah B'Sheila together with the rest of the El Nazir. To cook treifas with kosher. It's funny to call it treifas, but that's what it is. The Zerah B'Sheila is a mitzvah and the Kohen to eat it. But as far as the Israelim is concerned, it's treif. Because Israel is not allowed to eat the Zerah B'Sheila. So the Torah says, here there's a mitzvah. Zeh het abo mechlal iser. Here there's a mitzvah bedafke to cook the treifa flesh together with the kosher flesh.
Isn't there an idea of the machalik between lach v'lach and yavish v'yavish?
Yeah.
So, on a level of the Raisi, he thinks that there can be an issur levata lechatchila.
Okay.
So, la'alacha we do seem to...
You mean, what is it? What do you do with the klal and tesis that you never have a lechatchila deraisa and issur levata? Okay, we're going to have to talk about that. We'll get to that. That's going to be later. That's after we finish basa v'chala, we'll get to that. Okay, good question. Very good question. Okay. So the Ravid Lechora has to hold like this Ritva in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that if you have a kli that really needed libun, instead of doing libun, you did agola. So the whole thing is only lechatchila that you should do libun. But if you did agola, it'll also be mutter. So that's what he says. The whole mitzvah lechatchila, the whole din lechatchila that you're supposed to do libun and not to suffice, not to treat it that it's sufficient by doing agola, that's only. That's only if the thing when it was balea was isura bala. If melechatchila was a terabola, so then you don't have this din lechatchila because b'di'evit is going to be kosher anyway. Once you're going to do hagola instead of doing libun, so b'di'evit everything is going to be kosher. So the Ravid hasn't gone to that different sheet, but we don't pass him like that. In the beginning of the second chelik yeradeh, we pass him a ferish in the mechaber and the tazdeh, we pass him against this ritva. That if you have a kli that needed libun and instead of libun you only did agola and then you cooked food on it afterwards before you had a chance to do the libun on it, so the food will become also reason b'di'evit if it's still a ben yom. The food will become treif even b'di'evit. So we don't accept it. We don't accept this ravid, and the ravid has to accept the ritva. So obviously you don't accept this ritva. Taisa is there on the last daf in Avodah Zarah. Speaks about kashering fleshy kelim, you want to make them parava. A kashering milcha kelim, you want to make them parava. So Tosfos says that it's a terabola, and therefore not barnat would be mutter, and even though not barnat al yidei bishul, we're machma like the Rivan, that was probably their uncle. They were all grandchildren of Rashi, great grandchildren, the uncle Rivon. So they're choshish for the uncle's chumer, Elter Zayda's chumer, of not banat aide bishul. But if it's not banat, tam shlishi, then Tais said there's nothing to worry about. So the said, let's say you have a broiler that you broiled kosher flesh on, not trefa steaks. You broiled kosher flesh on, and I want to make it parivana. We'll ignore this minig that the Mogen Avraham quotes. Let's say Sfardim. Sfardim for sure don't have the minig. And Dor HaShulchan, who is a descendant from Sfardim, claims that the Ashkenazim don't have the minig either. Okay. So let's say for a Sfardi. Okay. So you have a fleshig broiler and you want to make it parva. You want to switch it over to start using it for cheese. So how do you have to kasha the broiler? Do you really need libun, or will it be sufficient with hagola? So according to what the Ran just said, that's the famous explanation of the Ran. Whenever you have a kli that needs libun, but you're going to do hagola instead of libun, so the tam that will remain, the little bit of tam, most of the tam will be knocked out with the hagola. A little bit of tam that will remain will only be a tam kolish. So a tam kolish is sufficient to retain an isa if it's already yisurabol, if it already was asa. But if it's a terabol and you're discussing the isa being chal on the tam kolish now, so a tam kolish not enough that an isa can be chal on. So the two cases that we label as tam kolish, one is not barnat, or not barnat barnat, whatever the case happens to be, a not barnat case that we recognize as a legitimate not barnat. And the other case is going to be if you do hagol instead of doing libun. So Tosfos says that fleshiks with milchiks is heterabola. And you say you apply not by not. That's the original din in the Gemara. Not by not is by fleshiks. Dog mshola be kaira. I put the paro fish on a fleshik kaira. So I want to know, can I mix in kutach? Can I mix in milk into the fish or not? So the Gemara talks that fleshik and milchik is considered heterabola. So it should follow logically that if you have a fleshig broiler or you have a cheese, I had a broiler that I always did cheese on, kosher cheese, not trefa cheese, I did kosher cheese. Now I want to make it part of it because I want to switch it over to use it for the opposite. Instead of using for flesh, I want to use it for milchiks. So it should follow that hagola is sufficient. You should never need any libun. So this is a pella, the shach, in the second chelik yerodeh, simikuf chof aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about when you need libun, when hagola is sufficient. So the Shach gives you the Mishol. The Mishach is quoting Maharil's. He says, on a fleshig broiler, you got to do libun. So Rabbi Kivega says, he doesn't understand. What do you mean, a fleshig broiler? You don't need libun. Stach mamish heterabola. So Rabbi Kivega is masig on this. On the first page there, in Simen Kuf Chafa, first Rabbi Kivega. On that Simen, he disagrees with the Mechaber. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and he says, we follow Rabbi Kivega. We don't follow the Shach. Even though the Shach quoted this from the Maharil. Rabbi Kivega quote, there's a Rashash in one place in Sokh, and the Rashash tries to defend the Shach. Rashash is working on this kasha of Rabbi Kivega. He tries to defend the Shach. We'll get to the defense in another couple of minutes. And he gives a whole suggestion. So Rabbi Kivega alludes to that suggestion. Rabbi Kivega preceded the Rashash a little bit. Rabbi Kivega lived in Germany. The Rashash was the Rosh HaKol. He was the president of the Vilna community many years later, in the end of the 1800s. So Rabbi Kivega alludes to such a suggestion, how to defend the Shach, and he says it doesn't make any sense. That's why Moshe Feinstein says we don't follow the Shach on this. We follow, the Orach HaShulchan also writes like that. He says there's a Shver, a Shach, and Rabbi Kivega did away with the Shach, so we follow Rabbi Kivega. That's mamash a terabola. Absolutely, that's a terabola. Fleshiks without milchiks and milchiks without fleshiks, that's the original din of not by not. So that's, of course, that's a terabola. Not by not is only muta by a terabola. The Gemara said a terabola is enough with hagola, you never need libun. The Gemara happened to say a terabola is enough hagola, you don't need libun. The Gemara is talking there about the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that you cook the carbon chatas in the pot and it doesn't become nicer until the morning. So that's what the Gemara calls a terabola. But the Ran put the two together. Just the Chmafursim, the Ran put it together. The Ran said, just like if you do hagol on a kli that needs libun, the tam that will be remaining will be a tam kolush, and a tam kolush cannot have an isa chal on it. So the same over here, not by not, there's the same thing. So by not, we say fleshi galon, milcha galon, is a terabola, so it should follow, one and one equals two. It should follow exactly the same. If you're going to stand on head, give a teretz, you're just ripping apart the whole Yeridea. This is the ABC of the Yeridea, that this is a terabola. The Rashash's teretz is very shver. The Pashta says, we follow Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Moshe writes, we follow, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, we follow Rabbi Kivega on this. What is a pilpul is, what about chametz dekikelim all year long? So the Tosfos in Chulin has the topic.
There's no din even lechatchila, let's say, to do liban by a terebola?
No. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav just says Mark v'shuta b'amai. So the Gemara said there isn't even a din lechatchila to do liban. No. Here the Gemara says on Chesam at Aleph, it says this Taisus Dibra Mascha Shelibna Ba'ur. The Taisus is commenting on the Gemara. They had to squeeze in which guy printed the Gemara? Bamberg. Who printed the Shas? Bamberg. So when Mr. Bamberg, all the Mashalim, and the guy printed the Shas, a lot of times his editors, they stuck a Taisus in the wrong place. Everybody remembers. So Taisa Achesam and Alpa. The Gemara that it comments on is really Achesam and base. A lot of times they cut out Taisus in and we don't have them. The Rashba quotes Taisus in a lot of times. On Tipas Cholov, there's a major Taisus we're going to get to maybe today, maybe tomorrow, that the printers left out because it just didn't fit on the page. And we're lucky that the Rashba was nice enough. Nobody edited the Bamberg, didn't touch up the Rashba. So we have the Taisus in the Rashba. So here, there's a Taisus printed on Chesam and Alpa, really Shaykh Lamed base. The Gemara says, if I use the knife for treifus, a burning hot treifus, so how do you kashen a knife? So you have to do libun. So Tosis discusses, but there's a Gemara in Psochim on Daf Lamed Omid Beis. The same Tosis appears there in Psochim on Daf Lamed Omid Beis. There the Gemara says, how do you kasher? We today can afford it. So we have separate. We have four sets of dishes. You have fleishig milchig all year long, and fleishig milchig for Pesach. And four sets of pots and pans, fleishig milchig chametzdik and fleishig milchig Pesach. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have four sets. They had two sets, fleishig milchig, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein claims. That was Mara Gemara, was a din de rabbanon, they can't switch fleishig to milchig. If you hold not like Rav Moshe, that was only a minig, or not even a minig, so it could be in the days of the Gemara, they would switch back and forth. But at least they didn't have a Pesach. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi was wealthy, the Gemara says, and he had Pesach pots and pans. But no one else, the Gemara says, he was a wealthy man. He got a good salary from his yeshiva. And the other Amoraim couldn't afford that. So everybody would kasha all the pots and pans when it came Pesach. So the Shad says, how do you kasha? So the Gemara says, how do you kasha? You do Hagola. What's the problem? So Tosfos says, what do you mean you do Hagola? But here the Gemara says, a sakin shelibna ba'ur. You have to kasha the knives with libun, libna ba'ur, in a fire. And they quote it. Tosfos says so also. When you have a treifa knife that you use to cut flesh on top of the broiler, on top of the rotisserie, so you have to do dafke sakinim gidoilim shetzelim membasar tashmishan adehur, you have to do libun. So how come the Gemara Psochim talks about kashering the knives by just using hagola? Why don't you need libun? So Tosfos says, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, Tosfos says pashut. When you want a kasha for Pesach, what are you dealing with, a terebola or a resulabola? You're not kashering on Pesach, you're kashering before Pesach comes in. So chametz all year long is a terebola. When is the chametz going to become treif? When it comes Leil Pesach, and when it comes Chatzos on Erev Pesach. The chametz becomes asa when Pesach comes, but all year long the chametz is not yet asa. So if you have a terebola, if you're going to do a Hagol instead of doing a libun, so the whole tam that's going to remain is going to be a tam kolush, and a tam kolush the iser cannot be chala, and tam kolush is only enough to retain an iser if it already was an iser from before. But if you want an iser to be chala on something that only has a tam kolush, so that's the whole din of not banat, that's the whole vort that hetera bali you never need libun, hagol is always sufficient. An iser can't be chala on a tam kolush, that's how the Ran learned the Gemara. So Tosfos says the same is true regarding chametz, kodem ha-pesach. Chametz kodem ha-pesach is not osa. It's chametz, but it's mutter. When does it chal the isa chametz? When it comes Pesach, leil tezvav, or erev Pesach, et chatzos min ha-Torah. When the isa is chal, the isa can't be chal on a tam kolush. That's what Tosfos says. If you do hagole on all of the, let's say I have a baking tin, all year long I bake chalas on the tin. I bake cookies on the tin. Mamish abliya of chametz, so the din should have really required libun. So Tosfos says, no, you never need libun. You never need libun. Hagol is always sufficient because it's a terebola. So you look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach, it says not so. It says on the baking tins that you bake the challahs and you bake the cookies on, you need libun. And on the soup pots that you cook noodles, you cook soup with spaghetti in it, that has a bliya b'amtzos hamayim. So that'll be sufficient with Hagolas. How come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Tosfos? So that's because the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. There in Psochim on Daf Lamed, if you look, the Ran on the Rif over there quotes the Tosfos, Rabbi Natan from the Tosfos here on Daf Chesom and Aleph, and in the Psochim Daf Lamed, they quote this Tosfos in a few places. And then the Ran quotes the Ramban who disagrees. Ramban says it's not true. Chometz Kodem HaPesach is Isurabola, it's not a Terabola. He says, when is it called Heterabola? We had two examples of Heterabola. One is if you have basar that didn't yet combine with the cholov. You have cholov didn't yet combine with the basar. So you have a tam kolosh on one of the two, and you want to mix in the other ones. Anisa can't be chal on a tam kolosh. So that's fine. Or if you have, let's say, a korban chatas, I cooked the chatas today. When it's going to come, alois hashachar, it's going to become noisar, it's going to become nifsal belina. So the Rambam learns you have to do the Marika Shtifa, the Hagola, Ekev Achila, immediately following the Achila, on this, during this month that it's still Mutab Achila to prevent it from becoming awesome. Mm-hmm. So since you're going to do a Hagola, Judically really should have needed Libam, but you're going to do Hagola. So once you do Hagola, the whole time there's going to remain, there's going to be a Tam Kolosh. And when it comes, Alos HaShachar, the Iser Noiser can't be Chal on a Tam Kolosh, because the Shem Noiser isn't Chal till Alos HaShachar. But the Ramban Tain is chometz shmoy olav. All year long it's chometz. The basar without the cholav is not yet basar b'cholav. So basar b'cholav is heter. It doesn't have a shame basar b'cholav yet. You want that it should be chal, a shame basar b'cholav on a tam kolosh. You can't impose a shame, you can't give a new title, a new chal Hashem on a tam kolosh. You want the bli of the chatos and the kli, you did Hagol instead of doing Liban, so all you have left is a Tam Kodesh and the Shem Noisa wasn't Chal yet. It's not called Noisa until you leave it overnight. When it comes to Alos HaShachar, then it becomes Noisa. So the Shem can't be Chal. The Shem Noisa can be Chal on the morning when all you have left is a Tam Kodesh. But he says, by Chometz, all year long, Chometz Shmai Olav. You don't need that it should be Chal HaShem Chometz. The Shem Chometz exists all year long. The only thing is, all year long there's no prohibition to eat Chometz. On Pesach you're not allowed to eat it, but it already is Chometz from last week. I already baked the cookies on. It already has a shame chametz. The only time you call it heter bala, if it doesn't have the shame ha'isa yet. If it has the shame ha'isa, the only thing is that the prohibition only is noig on Pesach. So that's not, you don't need that the shame ha'isa should be chal when it comes Erev Pesach. It was ready chametz from last week. It was chametz all year long. That's where the Ramban disagrees. And Tosfos says it doesn't make a difference. But the isa is chal when it comes Pesach. So it's still heter bala. So that's a machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. So on Shulchan Aruch there, in that Siman, there's a stira. In Hilchos Pesach, there's a stira. That the Taz and the Bi'ur Agro and all of the Noisei Kelim has the stira. That on the one hand, the Mechaber is Machma like the Ramban, and he says that the baking tins that you bake challis on and you bake cake and cookies on all year long, when it comes Pesach, you want to make a kosher of Pesach, it's not sufficient to do Hagoli. You must do Libun. If you have Milchi Kelim that you broiled cheese on, or you have fleshy kelim that you broil flesh on, so we follow Rebbe Kivega that it is sufficient to do Hagola. You don't need Libun, because that's mamash terabola. But if you have chometz diki kelim, so we paskin and Shulchan Aruch, it's not sufficient to do Hagola. You have to do Libun, because chometz shmai all of the Ramban svar. And nonetheless, when you get to not banat, the Ran said that the two ahoba hotali, exactly the same. Not banat, the heter is mutter, because not banat is a tam kolosh, and an isa can be chal on a tam kolosh. So Tosfos says, what did Tosfos say if you want a kasher? Tosfos raised the issue. Whenever you kasher trefa kelim, you do hagola, so the trefa blia goes from the kli into the water. What's to prevent the trefa blia from going back into the kli? So Tosfos said, you have to have a solution. You can't say that the kli is only going to be balea, other blia is not going to be balea, the blia that it was just maflit. Tosfos says, the kli doesn't have roch hakodesh. Kli doesn't know to distinguish. Only to be balea other time, not to be balea the time that it was just mafle. So Tosfos makes fun of that on Kuf Chesam days. So what's the answer? How do you have the institution of Hagola? So Tosfos says, either you have to have shishim in the water, you have to wait till a pot, the trefa pot is ene ben yomo. But Tosfos said, that's only if it's Isura. What if you have a fleshy kli or a milchi kli? So that'll, even if the fleshy kli will go into the water, then it's going to come back into the kli, it's going to be a nat banat. And even though it's not banat ha'idei bishul, but it's not banat banat. The tam rishon is in the fleshy kli, then it goes into the water, tam sheni, then it goes back into the kli, is a tam shlishi. So even if you follow Uncle Rivan, that a not banat agdei bishul is a tam bari, it's not a tam kolish, but over here it's a not banat banat, a tam shlishi. So everybody holds that that's a tam kolish. So Tosis says the same thing if you're kashering. Tosis says if you have chametz dikekelim that you need hagola for. I have pots and I always used to cook soup in the pot. When you cook soup, a lot of times you put in spaghetti. So it has a bli of chametz. Spaghetti is chametz. Tosis didn't have kosher the Pesach spaghetti. So you have chametz dikek spaghetti. And you want to kasher the pot. So you don't need libun. It was bemtzos amayim. There was liquid there. So all you need is hagola. So Tosis says, you don't need the shishim, and you don't need that it should be a kli she'ena ben yomo. It's the same as fleishig and milchig when you want a kasha. The chametz dikabliya koidem ha-pesach is ha-terabola. So the chametz dikabliya of the spaghetti that's balu into the doifnak there will go into the water, the meha ha-gola. Nothing preventing it from coming back into the pot. So it's going to be anat barnat barnat. And even if you all like the rivon, that anat barnat ha-idei bishul is osur, but this is already anat barnat barnat, it's a tam shlishi. So even Uncle Rivon will also be masking. This is not by not by not, and it's mutas. That is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. When you kasha chametz dikekelim, you neither need that it should be ena ben yoma, nor do you require shishim, because it's going to be a not by not by not, and that's hetero. So that's what the Taz and the Bir Agro, all the Nesu Kelim, Mishnah Berurah quotes, all the Nesu Kelim are bothered with the kasha. If you follow that shita that is not by not, then you should say you never need libun. If you have the baking tins that you bake the cookies on, you want to use it for Pesach, all you should have to do is Hagola. Because the Ran put the two Gemaras together. The Gemara in the last half in Avodah Zarah, that in Parshas Tzav, it says even if you broil the kachatos, it's sufficient with Mariko Shtif, it's sufficient with Hagola. Because when you do Hagola on a Kli that really needed Libun, it's only going to be a Tam Kolish left behind. And Tam Kolish doesn't pose a problem by Heterabola. So Benigeta, not by not, we paskin, we do paskin like the Tosfos. That chametz kodem haPesach is a terrible. All of a sudden, when you get to Libun versus Hagola, we're choshish for the Ramban Shita. So it's a pella. So all the achrenim break their heads. And the Mishnah Berurah came up with a new chumra. For centuries and centuries, everybody was always magil chametz dikekelim kodem haPesach, and we didn't require that it should be ena ben yomo, and you didn't require that it should be shishim. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmer there too. Now in all the books, when they write on all the svarim in English, when they write Hilchus Pesach, that's the first thing they write. Whenever you want a kasha, the chametz is the kikelim, we've got to make sure that it's ena ben yomo, otherwise you're going to have shishim. What do you mean? But the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a terabola. You don't need the shishim and you don't need the ena ben yomo. It's a not by not by not. It's muta l'chatchila.
Isn't it the second chum already when we're talking about not by not by not? We're already choshish for the Ivan, we were saying that what he said from Rashi is true. There's not by not that both are hot, the leah, and then we're coming up to say that not by not by not. So we have to be choshish two choshishes. When we're choshish for a town college that's nishar and that you can do a galat, like Lish and Tzach Libun, then it's only one. Then everyone agrees that because of a terev Allah, then that's when we're saying the Shita Tosis, that's Machlok Tosis Ramban, and we're Machmir like the Ramban. If you're coming to Nat Banat Banat, it's already Uchaj Nat Banat of two hot things.
Yeah.
I'm Uchaj also when we're coming.
No, but if you hold the Chomes Karma Pesach, is Yisura Bola. So Nat Banat 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 is also going to be awesome. So if you're Choshish for the Ramban, so it should be awesome. So the Mishnah Berurah changed the Psak HaMekubal for centuries and centuries. Everybody knew. The Chametz Kodem HaPesach is a terabola. When it comes to the Hagola, you do Hagola like you do on Fleishik pots, on Milchik pots. You don't do Hagola the same way you do Hagola on Trefa pots. You do it from the Balei HaTosfos. So the Mishnah Berurah did away with that whole practice. He says, because of the Stira and the Shulchan Aruch, so all the conventional Poskim say, we really Paskin like Tosfos. And the fact that we require Libun sometimes is only a Chumra B'Alma. So the Mishnah Berurah drays everything backwards. We paskin like the Ramban, so we have to change the psak by the Hagola. You got to do the Hagola. You have to make sure that it's either Eina Ben Yom or you have Shishim.
We said a few weeks ago that Emilia Ve'ira Gimel Yomim, the Rishami says it's Matar by Chametz, so we showed that even the Ramban who says he's Machmir, he didn't really mean, he obviously didn't take it so seriously because he has to understand the Rishami. So
they're right. The Shach and Hilchas Tam Yenim in the second Chelik Yeredei, there's a whole segment about kashering Klei Hayayin, kashering Trefa Kelim that have a Bli of Stam Yenim. So the Babli only talks about Milu Yeri Gimel Yomim by a Bli of Tzoynin. If you have barrels of wine or Klicheris, barrels of wine that have a Bli of Stam Yenim, they Kobish Gemavushal. So the Babli says that Milu Yeri is good. And Yerushalmi has it by Chomes Dikikelim Kodem HaPesach, and the Shach writes in the second Chelik Yerodeya, Milav Yerigim Yom doesn't help by really Surabal. It only works by Chomets Kodem HaPesach is Haterabal, and he says, and even though we're Machma like the Ramban, but still, even the Ramban will agree over here that when we get to this, Milav Yeristomi, we're Mekel to treat it like Haterabala, and we would be Mekel by Stam Yenim, because Stam Yenim is not so Chomet. The whole thing is a far fetched Chashash. The whole Chomer of Stam Yenim is a big Chashash, yeah. So even the Ramban has to hold a little bit that it's a terabola. That is correct. But again, to the Miri Yumi, we're Mekel. The Prima Godim in Simon Tzadik Dalet, and the Prima Godim has two parts. It has one part is a commentary on the Shach. The Shach is Sipsei Kohen, because the Shach was a Kohen. So the Prima Godim has the commentary, it's called Sipsei Das. And then he has the Mishbet Zov, is his commentary on the Turei Zov. So you can never tell when he's going to say the important things. You gotta sometimes have all important things in the Sipsei Das, sometimes all important things in the Mishbet Zov. You got to look through everything. So here he has in Simen Tzadik Dalet, in the Sipsei Das, in the paragraph that begins with the word Sheila, he clears a couple of Shilas here in Not by Not. So one issue he raises is maybe the whole din of not by not only applies if the Tam Rishon was in a Kli and the Tam Sheni was in the Oichel. What if the Tam Rishon and Tam Sheni are both in Oichel? So maybe that's not, maybe only a Bliya of a Tam from an Oichel that's Balua into the Dofna Kli, so that knocks out the Kishkes, so that knocks out the flavor from the Tam. That's what makes it into a Tam Kolosh. It's not by not, but at least you need the first time should be a Kli. But if the first time and the second time, they're both Eichel, he says maybe that's not enough. He raises such a possibility. Okay, it's interesting. And then he raises a fascinating question. Not banat the Yisura. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that only a din d'rabbanan? Not banat the Yisura. So he has he quotes from one of the Rishonim, what is he called, the smack or the smag? I forgot already. Tshuva. That's a shaila. Not by not these words of the din deraisa din derabbana tshuva. He has a smack, sefer mitzvahs cotton, and the isa v'hefter, who seem to hold that not by not these words only midirabbana. What did they say that leads him or misleads him to believe that not by not the Yisur? Why do they think that they hold it's only the Rabbanim? So he goes into the discussion of Chaticha Nasis Nevela that you gotta know. So this is a discussion in the Gemara in Perikol Abasa that starts on Daf Kuf Ches Omer Aleph and continues Kuf Ches Omer Beis, goes on and on. So the Gemara has Machlekes Atanoim. I cook a piece of flesh with a little bit of milk, and the meat does not have shishim to be mevatla milk, so the piece of flesh becomes osa. Then I take this piece of flesh that just became basa b'chol of deraisa, osa b'achila, osa b'ano, and I drop it into a pot full of vegetable soup. Now, how much milk did it have in the first place? It had a couple of drops of milk, and it didn't have shishim in the flesh against the milk, so the piece of flesh became basa b'chol of. Now that I'm cooking the piece of flesh in a big pot full of vegetable soup, part of a vegetable soup, let's say. So the vegetable soup, the reitiv is meval balatam of the the tipas acholav that fell onto the chatichas basa, meval balatam all over the place. Now for sure I have shishim. So do you say that even though originally the piece of flesh became basa b'cholav, but now that I no longer have tam cholav in the basar, now the basar becomes mutter? Or do you say, no, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, and it's not chayza lehetero. Here in the yeshiva, they used to give oral b'chinas for smicha. So the boys used to learn yeredei on their own, and then the rabbani would give them a b'china. So Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to ask something that was slightly off from what it said in yeredei. They didn't ask exactly what it said. And no one knew the answers because they were just memorizing what it said in yeredei. If you memorize, you don't understand, you just memorize. So you won't know how to apply the din in a case that's not exactly the same. So he used to tell over stories the way. So he asked one boy, what does it mean, chaticha atzma nasis nevela? So he says, the boy answered, when you cook flesh with milk and you eat it, you get malchus because lasechu kol nevela. So that is obviously not what it means. There is no such thing. Nevela is nevela. And basa b'chalav is basa b'chalav. Chaticha atzma nas nevela doesn't mean that if you cook a piece of meat with a little milk, you're going to get malchus mitam there. You get malchus mitam basa b'chalav. If it's nevela, you'll get malchus for nevela also. We discussed isachal alisa. Ain't isachal alisa. Okay. Chaticha atzma nas nevela is a melitza. What it means is, if when the tipas cholov fell on the chatichas habosor and it's cooking in the pot, if melechatchile there was so little cholov that it didn't succeed in giving an asinas tam into the basor, that never became basor b'cholov in the first place. That's the Mishnah. And main bar menosin tam is mutter. But if melechatchile when the tipas cholov, the drop of milk that fell on the basor, I didn't have shishim in the basor against it. And the Chaticha's basa became, oh, it's because of these stories that Rabbi Soloveitchik changed the whole system in the yeshiva, and he insisted that they have to have a shiur in Yerideya. That's what you people have to suffer now. Otherwise, you would have been able to learn Yerideya on your own. So he had to say, so none of the Rabbanim wanted to give a shiur in Yerideya. So he was stuck, so he always had to give a shiur in Yerideya. So the Smicha program years ago used to be a 2-year program. So he had to give a shiur in Yerideya every other year. And then after giving the shiur for well over 10 years, maybe over 15 years, every other year, then it became a 3-year smicha program, so you only had to give the shiur in the Yerideya every third year, because there was only going to be a new group every third year. Now it's a 4-year smicha program. So that was his contribution. Every couple of years they change everything in the smicha program, so that was his contribution. That he felt that it's not right that the boys learn Yerideya on their own. You have to have a Rebbe explaining the ins and the outs in order to know what's connected and what's going on there in the Yerideya. It's fine. So what is mechaticha atzma nasis nevela? If the melechatchila, when the tipas cholav fell on the piece of flesh, it did give an asinas tam, and it becomes basa b'cholav. So you don't say it's only basa b'cholav, because man, you can taste the flavor of the milk. And once I drop this piece of basa b'cholav into a big pot full of parava soup, and now I have so much. Now the tam of the cholov is mispashet all over the place. Now when I eat the piece of flesh, I can no longer taste the flavor of the milk. So now you're going to say that it's mutter. Do you say like that? So the Gemara says, that's a machlokes satanoim. Do you say, chaticha atzma nasis nevela? It's a melitza. It does mean nas nevela. You say, chaticha atzma nepcha liya, heta nepach liya sisar. When you cook basa b'cholov, the Gemara said basa b'cholov, the Gemara in Sochem and Daf Mem Dalet that we saw the first day, the second day when we started to learn. Gemara says Basa B'cholav is a Chiddush. So the Mechiddush Le'afinam. In what way is Basa B'cholav a Chiddush? The first thing Gemara thought is a Chiddush that the Basar alone is kosher and the Cholav alone is kosher, and when they combine together it's treif. So the Gemara, that's not such a big Chiddush because you have Klei Akeremas like that also. The Tvu is Mutter if it grows by itself, and the grapes are Mutter if they grow by themselves. And you have the grapes growing with the Tvu, then it becomes Klei Akerem. So the Gemara says that per se is not such a gvaldik. The chiddush of basa b'chalav is itar lekuliyama b'chal v'shari, that you don't apply kavish kemevushal min atayra by basa b'chalav. Masha'in keni shari surim kavish kemevushal would be a did min atayra. So the chiddush means it's a yotze min aklal. Davar asay says aklal that by basa b'chalav you don't say kavish kemevushal min atayra. It's only midirabon. Fine. So the shaila is over here. The flesh alone is mutter, the cholov alone is mutter, but then when I cook it together, it clearly becomes asr. Does it become asr in an irreversible fashion? Or do you say, no, once I'll cook this piece of flesh in a pot, and now I'll have shishim against the tam of the cholov, and now when I eat the flesh, I won't be able to taste the flavor of the cholov, so it becomes mutter. So Gemara says, that's a machlokes satanoim. What do you say, chaticha nas nevela bebasa b'cholov or not? Yeah, how do we paskin? So the Rambam writes that we do paskin chaticha atzma nasis nevela, and even if I'll cook the piece of flesh in a big pot, and now I have shishim against the whole tam of the cholov, you can't at all taste the flavor of the cholov. It's still going to be an isar abbas b'cholov. Yeah. What happens if you'll succeed in removing every particle of milk from the flesh? Not just I was mevatlet b'shishim, that now you can't taste the flavor of the cholov. What if I will remove every speck of milk from the flesh, and it'll revert back to the state that it was in before I cooked the milk in the flesh? What would it then be in such a case? So in Shari Surim, that's a Meferishi Gemara, that doesn't pose a problem. Where's that Gemara? On the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. We mentioned this case. Trei Gelalei de Milcha, the last line. On Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says when they used to broil meat on a broiler, so the dam is going to drip down. If you salted the steaks before you broil it, so you salted it, so you removed all the dam, so then when you broil it, you can drink all the dam that comes out. Any dam, whenever you salt meat, do you really succeed in removing all of the dam? There's tons of dam that remains. The dam in the capillary is all going to be all over the place. And the answer is that when you salt the meat, you can't just salt it for 2 minutes and then wash off the salt. You have to leave it for, have to learn how long, half an hour or so. So let's say you salt the meat and all the dam comes out in half an hour, then you rinse it off at the end. There's loads of dam left. All the dam that remains behind is declared as mohel habasa, the juice of the meat. So now if I'm going to broil the meat and the dam is going to drip down, that's 100% absolutely dam. But that's mutter. That's halacha. That mohel habasa is mutter. A lot of people, let's say, are not allowed to have intake of salt. So how do they eat meat? You always have to salt the meat. So the Rabbanim always recommend, take a big piece of meat like this, put the salt on the outside, then salt the meat, and the salt will only enter a little bit. The middle part of the meat will be kul adam. So it's going to be full adam. But Halacha says that that's mutter. You can even salt a piece of meat that's so big and fat. And the salt all around the six sides, four sides around, the top and the bottom, will not affect the center of the thing. Center is going to be full of dam. Once you salted the meat and you wash off the blood after finishing the salting, so whatever dam is remaining behind is considered moel abosis. Here we're talking, and Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we're talking about a case, he has steaks that he's broiling, he didn't salt them in advance. So when he's broiling the steaks now, our minigas we do melicha b'miktsas, we'll have to see where that comes from. When you do tzliya on meat that I didn't yet salt, you do melicha b'miktsas, and then the dam that comes down is going to be usser. So what? But not only the dam falls down, the shmalt falls down also. So in the days of until very recently, it was considered very healthy to be fat and very healthy to eat a lot of shmalts. So they wanted to regain this shmalt. But the shmalt is cooking, you're broiling the flesh on top of the broiler, and then you have a pan on the bottom that collects all the shmalts together with all the blood, and it's cooking together. So all the shmalt just became treif because it's cooking in the blood. So the Gemara says, no problem. We have a chemical procedure whereby we have the ability to remove every speck of blood from the shmalts, and the shmalts is kosher shmalts. It's not chelev, it's shuman. And the shmalts will be mutter. What's the chemical procedure? The Gemara says, if you have trei gelalei de milcha, if you have two big fat chunks of coarse salt, and you place it on top of the shmalt, so that will remove every speck of dam, and that will be mutter. And anishabo, how does Tosis say? Adam nifresh menu legamre, the bottom Tosis. And anishabo tam afilo mashu. Mamish, nothing is going to remain. So you see from this Gemara that if you have, let's say, I cook kosher with treif, and the kosher food has a bliya from the treif of food, and that's the din of tam ki ikar, even though the treif of bliya in the kosher food is way less than 50%. Of the whole mixture, but still it's nice and tam, you can taste it. So the kosher food may not be eaten, but then if I will apply some chemical procedure, in the days of the Gemara they had this chemical procedure. Tosis says that ain't on a bikim is manazah. We don't know how thick is this coarse salt, what exactly is it, so we don't know what it is. But if you can have some procedure that's similar to that, whereby you know that you have succeeded in removing every speck of iser, so the heter is chozer lahetero. The thing that became treif because of the mixture of the Isser, it's only us that calls man the Isser is there. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, for sure that's mutter. The only deal is, what's the story with Basa B'cholof? If I have kosher food, let's say I have vegetable soup, and I threw a piece of chazer into the vegetable soup. So you can't say the vegetable soup has an isa nevela. Vegetables can't be nevela. It has a tam of nevela. So if I remove all the nevela, the vegetable soup per se never became treif. You're not allowed to eat it because by eating the vegetable soup, you'll be eating the nevela. But if you remove every speck of nevela from it, so that's the gemar trei gelalei de milcha, that everybody agrees that Efshalah Frida, we call that, Efshalah Frida will be mutter by Shari Surim. The only shaila is by basa b'cholov. What if I cook meat with milk, and when I cook it together, it becomes basa b'cholov, and I get that is basa b'cholov. That's het and nepach liyasisa. It just became basa b'cholov. So what would be the din now if I remove every speck of milk from the meat? What's the din of epshin lafrida by basa b'cholov? So the shach and simen kufei has a machlokes ha'achronim, the early achronim about that. That's the missing tesis on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph that Mr. Bamberg threw out from the daf that the Rashba quotes it. The Rashba talks about this topic. What's the din of Efshel HaFrido by Basa B'cholav? Efshel HaSochto by Basa B'cholav is the Machlokes in the Gemara. I have a piece of flesh that was cooked with milk and it was nice and tam. The milk gave an asinus tam in the piece of flesh. Now, I didn't succeed in removing all of the milk. I put this piece of tray for meat, the basa b'cholav meat, into a pot of big pot of soup, and now there's so much soup, so the tam of the cholav is mispashet all over the place. The chatichas basa still has tam cholav in it, but has so insignificant an amount of tam cholav. Now it's batel b'shishim. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. What's a din of efshel l'sochtoy? I squeezed out. I have the basa b'cholav. I squeezed out so much cholav from the basar that now I no longer taste the flavor of the cholav. If I would have cooked it melechatchila like this, there would have been so little tipas cholav that it wouldn't been able to noisen tam into the basa. It would have been mutton. The basa would never have become basa b'cholav in the first place. The tzara was that originally it was noisen tam, and now I squeezed out so much of the cholav, it's still there. A mashu is still there. I removed so much that now it's no longer nice and tam. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. What's the din of efshel l'sochta osa efshel l'sochta mutter? So the Raman paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that efshel l'sochta is osa b'basa b'cholov. But what would be the din of efshel afrido? What's the din if you remove every speck of milk? Do you say the flesh reverts back to its original state? You just undid the status of basa b'cholov. What do you say? No. Just like efshel l'sochta osa, Efshel Afrido is also us. So this should have to do with what you say. That was the machlekes, the Rosh and the Ramban in Perek Behemam Kasha. You have an animal that became a trefa. So the Ramban says just because the whole animal broke a leg by the Tzumas Agidin became a trefa, but if I'll break the leg another 3 inches higher, I'll make it ice trefa. Trefa is Choseres Lechshera. Just because the animal was labeled as a trefa animal doesn't necessarily mean that it remains treif li'ol avoid. It can be chazer l'hatera. And the Rosh said that's impossible. The Gemara says treif ain't a chazer l'chshera. The Gemara says if you shecht a female cow and it has an uber inside and the uber stretches out a leg, hotzi aver, so when you shecht the mother and the leg is out, you're not allowed to eat that leg. That's based on the pasuk we learned. Basa basara treif alo sechela. The word basara means kimish yotzel chutzlam chutzasa. So the Gemara had a machlekes, what if the uber pulled back the leg before he shecht the mother? That's the first daf in Behemam Kasha. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, we pass him that it's asa. Even though the uber pulled back the leg before he shecht the mother, it's asa. Why is it asa? Where do you see in the pasuk that it's asa? Maybe the pasuk only means, ubasa basara trefa lo sechelu, the pshuta shal mikra goes on trefa. But an additional level of interpretation was, why does it have to say the word basada? Let's say basa trefa lo sechela. Basada means whenever basa is yotzel chutzel mechitzasa, basada means where it didn't belong. So what's heis chutzel mechitzasa? What's an example? One example is if you take kochi kochim chutzel azara, it doesn't belong there. And even if you bring it back, it's nifsal b'yotze, it can't be chutzel hatera. Or if you take kochim kalim chutzel yushalayim, if you take my sheni chutz liyushalayim and bring it back in, that's not a problem because that's not fleshing, that's not basar. So the din of basar basada only applies kimish yotze basar chutz l'mchitzasa. My sheni, you're not allowed to take it out once you brought it into Yerushalayim. It's called two mechitzas. There's a din you're not allowed to take it out, but once you took it out, bring it back in. So there is no nifsal b'yotze. The whole institution of being nifsal b'yotze is only by basar. If you take v'sar kochi kochim chutz la'azara v'sar kochim kalim chutz liyushalayim. Or the uber shehotzi aver echod, so that's chutzal mechitzasa for the purposes of shchita, of heter shchita. So the mechitzah is the rechem of the aim. And once the uber was hotzi raglo, even if it's hechzer raglo, so the Gemara says we paskin machlekes hamarayim, the first daf in Behemam Kasha, the fourth perek, and we paskin kimin shiotza basel chutzal mechitzasa neser ailamis. It's not chazal lehetera. So that's what the Rosh Tain is. The Gemara said aloshin. Why is it compared to trefa? Basa shiatzah chutz l'mchitzasai is learned out from the same pasuk that that talks about treifa. Basa basara treifa lo sachelo has two isurim, has an isa, not lari treifa, and not lari basa shiatzel chutzim chitzasa. Why is it compared to treifa? So the Gemara says, ma treifa ene chazeres lach shera, half basa shiatzel chutzim chitzasa, the kachi kachim that left the Azar, and the kachim kam that left Yerushalayim, and the uber, shehotzi raglo, even if hechzira is going to be osili alavot. So that's the Rosh's tiny, see from the Gemara, a treifa ene chazeres lach shera. That was his argument against the Ramban. So that should be, that should have been a din by basa b'cholov. Once you make basa b'cholov, even if you remove all of the cholov from the basar, you really ought to say that macholos hasuris, once it becomes macholos hasuris, ein chozer lehetera. So that's what the shach quotes, that's a machlokes in the area there. Where's the machlokes? Let me just finish this. Where's the machlokes? So that's in Simen Kufei by Tzli. He said, when you have bishul with reitev, so the reitev is mevalbal atam, the tam is mispashat all over. So everything is mitzarif to be mevatl b'shishim. If you have tzliya, so the bliya only goes, it's a limited bliya. It only goes maybe kedei klipa, and where machmer goes kedei natila, a little more than kedei klipa. It goes a little bit. So this din, that if you have two, let's say you have two pieces of meat, I'm broiling two pieces of meat, one on top of the other, one next to the other, and they're touching each other. So one is nevela and one is kshera. One is trefa and one is kshera. So it asks kedei netila of the piece of meat that it's touching. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, we discussed it yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's only if the iser is asa machmas atzmo. What if the piece of meat that's asa is neither nevela nor trefa, but it was soaking in dam. So it has dam balua bo. So where then we have a klal, in balua yetze mechaticha lachaticha beloi reitim. We discussed yesterday, we have two klalim. Ein bolo yetzem ekli lekli b'loy reitav, and ein bolo yetzem echaticha lachaticha b'loy reitav. We explain why you can't combine the two together, because it's not true. A balua can go from a kli into an oichal, b'li reitav. If you bake chalas on a tray for a baking tin, so the chalas will become asa kedei netila. But you have these two independent klolim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what is an example where you have an isa machmas atzmo, not an isa machmas balua? Shteit basa b'cholav is an isa machmas atzmo. So the Shach quotes two pshat, and what does that mean? I have a piece of cheese, a chunk of cheese, and a piece of flesh, and I'm broiling the two, one on top of the other. So each one asks the other one kidei netila, and maybe even further, maybe if it's a dove shamein, so I'll even go further than the kidei netila. But that's called an iser, that's called an iser machmas atzmo. It's not yet an iser, it means this is cheese, is milching, and this is flesh, is fleshing. So the flesh gives a tamat kidei netila, and the milchik. And the cheese gives a tamak and then a tila. What if I have a piece of meat which is basa b'cholos? I cook the piece of meat in milk. Now I'm broiling that piece of meat on top of another piece of meat. So the tamak cholos shebo is not going to be yotzim achaticha lachaticha b'loy reitav. But the basa shebo is going to leave. So that's a case of efshel lahafrido. That's a case of efshel lahafrido. I just succeeded in separating the flesh from the milk. So does the next piece of meat, I have a piece of basa b'cholos, and I rinse it off, I cook the piece of meat with milk. Now I wash it off later on, it's still going to be, wash it off and there's no cholam on the surface. But if you leave it, you can taste the tam abas b'chol. I put this piece of meat, I broil it on top of another piece of meat, which is kosher. So the cholam habalu abal will not succeed in going into the next piece. The basa will succeed. So the shach says, that's a case of efshel afrida. He quotes, that's a machlekes achreinim. It's really a machlekes in Rishanim. What's the din of efshel afrida by basa b'cholam? Okay, so we got it. This is just the beginning. Okay, so Efshel Afrida by Shari Surim is Beferish, that it's Mutter. That's Trey Gela and Milcha, the last line of Kuf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. That's Beferish. And Efshel Afrida by Bas and Becholov is a Machlekes, a Rishonim, and a Machlekes Achreinim. And it's based on how you read this Gemara on Kuf Ches, Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevela. How do you understand Efshel Asachta Wasa? How are you supposed to understand it? And how does it shed light on Efshel Afrida? We've got to continue bleeding at it tomorrow.